chubbed up rice. I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you add him and leave it with Rob Bullocks?
Firstly, round of applause to you, Rob, for being the roving reporter last week at Morning People.
That's brilliant. Thank you. I really enjoyed it. Although, every time I spoke to Joe Guy, I stupidly went down and stood with you and missed about 20 messages.
Right.
From Joe. I should have stayed outside.
But you were speaking... Okay, right, I see. I'm with you. Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, hey, you know, we're going to do it again sometime soon.
Learning curve, isn't it?
Good fun, though, eh?
Yeah. Brilliant.
Right, so you've got your studious glasses on, Rob, and you're hunkered over a pile of notes for Can You Adam and Eva. What have you got this week? I didn't give you any topic this week, so you've come straight and cold.
This is the headline that got me. Large predatory worms invade France.
Jesus.
Pardon me. Okay, Professor Jean-Louis Justine from the National Museum of Natural History in Paris received a photo of a giant worm with a head like a shovel. It was about a metre long about 3 months ago. It came from a gardener who took the first photo. He's an amateur nature.
Sorry, can we go over the figures again? How long was it?
It was a metre long. It's got a head like a shovel.
I believe in the medieval times they would call them a worm.
Really?
Yeah, they described it like nasty snakes. They're worms.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow.
I know about the carrier, so it's a head like a shovel.
Yep.
Anyway, and a metre long.
A metre long. So.
Ooh, yuck!
He received this first photograph. Then a week later, he got a second one of a completely different species of a giant worm. Then a third one, the third week. So Justine thought, oh, he must be having a laugh here. You know,
right,
he's having a bit of a prank. He's obviously bringing them back from somewhere.
So three different types of the same worm?
No, three types of completely different species.
Massive
of
worms.
But massive 1 metre worms with like really horrible looking heads. They just don't look nice.
Oh, that's a nuclear power plant, isn't it, or something?
Well, anyway, he realised that he wasn't, and he was actually being really quite truthful about it. And the worms have actually originated from Asia, and they love to eat earthworms. So what they're doing is it's a
massive worm made up from eating worms.
Yeah, basically, well, they come from Asia originally, and they reckon they've been there for 20 years now.
And they've in France?
Yeah. This bloke, he actually did, the first sightings were pre-1999. Someone's got a home video on VHS. That's how old it is.
What would you think that was? He'd like a spade a metre long.
Well, a lot of people were thinking they were snakes.
Or a runaway kangaroo tail or something.
Yeah, but they've been there, and this is what I love. In France, if you're like, a bit like us, we're like part-time scientists, they call them citizen scientists.
Citizen scientists.
They've made 111 sightings of these worms over that period from 1999 to 2017.
Wow.
And earlier on, this same Justine, he did a survey and he said, oh no, there's nothing, they're just like an exotic pest from, you know, like from greenhouses and stuff, don't worry about it. But now they're everywhere. And this is,
that's getting to the size, though, when you start worrying about other animals, like budgies and cats.
Yeah, yeah. But there's a New Zealand angle to this, which I found quite fascinating. There's a bloke called Archie Murchie, that's his real name, an English bloke, and he's been studying how invasive New Zealand flatworms devour earthworms in Ireland and Scotland, eating so many that the yields of agricultural grass is affected, the affected areas have shrank by about 6%. How the hell did they
get again with those figures. Go through those figures again, please.
Well, the New Zealand earthworms...
Yes.
They've eaten so many of the worms that the yields of agricultural grass in affected areas shrank by about 6%.
Wow. So this is in France?
No, this is in Scotland.
New Zealand worms in Scotland?
Scotland
How
and
did they
Ireland.
Get there?
I don't know. Backpackers, I suppose.
I suppose so, because everyone came from Scotland. No one immigrated from New Zealand to Scotland, did they?
The OE, I take my pet worm with me. I didn't even know they had worms like that here.
Me neither.
But anyway.
So carnivorous worms?
Yeah, carnivorous
worms. Let's just say what it is.
So that's it. Now, my next story is about crayfish. Now, have you seen the footage of the crayfish that escaped? The cooking pot in China?
No. There seems to be a lot of footage coming out of China at the moment,
It pulled its own claw off.
Yeah.
Right, to escape. And some bloke filmed it, and now he's gone...
Some guy filmed it.
Yeah, he's filmed it, and he said, I decided to let him live, which is that's big of you. And he's kept him. But what was going... My question is, what was going through that crayfish's mind... He's sitting there, and is he thinking, fucking hell, this is it?
What can I,
what's going to happen now? And then, because I keep watching Legend, I kept thinking of, it was Ronnie Crayfish. Going, all right, Enugu, I'm going to go to Enugu, or something like that. What went through that poor animal's mind?
I'm trying to think how by chopping off one of its own arms, or one of its pincers, how that would have helped it escape.
Maybe
lobbed one over the side.
Threw it as a diversion tactic.
It's boiling water. You'd be doing what you could to get out
of
it, wouldn't you?
But then I thought, how horrible are we to put an animal into boiling water like that and kill it? That's just disgusting.
Yeah, when you start getting into animal eating, though, you know, we don't really do anything that nice to any of them.
But did you know, like, as a fact, the Chinese in 94 or something, they was eating 265,000 tons of crayfish a year. Last year, they ate
600 million tons.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing that there are that many crayfish left in the world.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, we're thinking of how big, robust.
Yeah.
Although, also, pillaged crayfish stock.
Yeah.
These beautiful big crayfish. Oh, beautiful crays. I love a cray a day. Boom.
Right,
cream brulee a day and a cray a day.
I've got a story that might do that. Freshwater crayfish, right, in 1990 in Germany, in a pet shop.
You had a good week, eh?
No, this just done my head in. Freshwater crayfish in 1990 in a German pet shop. A female sloth crayfish, I think. It's spelled S-L-O-G. Well, I was going to call it slough crayfish. Yeah. Was born with an additional set of chromosomes that allowed her and her offspring to spawn hundreds of eggs at a time without a male. The population just exploded. First off, right, if you're in a pet shop... How do you know when a pet's born? You go, it's got an extra chromosome. How would you know?
This is the thing. Pet shop owners are dismissed as just being a colourful retailer. Yeah. But, I mean, the ability to sex a crayfish straight from the get-go is, that's not to be scoffed at.
Yeah, that was my first question. Anyway, it's exploded.
It's hard enough to sex a hippo, let alone a crayfish.
It's gone absolutely mad because they just keep cloning themselves and cloning themselves. People have let them go in lakes and rivers in Germany.
It's like the Wonder Woman crayfish
from
Amazon.
They've spread all over Europe.
Amazonia.
And now they're selling them in America. Two states have banned them.
Banned them.
They've banned them. They're
sexist.
They're comparing them to the Tribbles, out of Star Trek, the TV.
But from the crayfish.
But that's what they're like because they just keep poof, 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 keep going and going and going.
So then they don't need any male sperm to
reproduce? They don't need any males at all. They introduced them to Malaysia.
This could be a very interesting beginning of a turn for evolution.
Well, they introduced them to Malaysia as a source of protein and they've gone into the ecosystem there and they're completely destroying the native crayfish and everything and they're going absolutely mad. Wow. So there you go. That's
a big gift, ladies.
I cleared the room out there. That was
fascinated by that. I don't know how that works. How does that mean? I suppose it does. As I say, this could be evolution.
Yeah.
It could be the twilight years for gentlemen.
But then wouldn't nature balance it and then all of a sudden you'd get the female one that would turn into a male? Isn't that how nature works? Isn't it all... I don't know.
Snails sort of, they juggle a bit of both, don't they?
What do you mean?
Snails are asexual.
Oh, are they?
Are they? Yep. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Like slugs and things.
Yeah. Yuck, slugs. Eh? Ooh, yuck.
Yeah. Slugs. Yeah. They have the ability to be both, and so they just sort of make it work.
Get busy and just allocate some chores and.
Yeah.
Got your own house. Yeah, you ain't got to worry about moving in with anybody, have you? So I suppose it works.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you very much. That's it. Can You Adam and Eva? Rob Bollocks joins us again this time next week.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bollocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.
Sat there and watched a hell of a lot.